The video has been put together by the Tibetan government in exile. It includes some historical footage going back decades, but primarily it includes footage from the Chinese suppression of the many demonstrations that took place throughout the whole all Tibetan areas last year as a result of the uprising or the anniversary of the uprising of 10th of March. And it went on for months and months and spread throughout, as I say, all Tibetan areas. So that video was put up on by the Tibetan government on YouTube. The consequence of that was that almost certainly the Chinese put pressure on YouTube or Google, which owns YouTube, although they will deny that, of course. And so it was pulled by YouTube on the basis that it didn't meet the terms of agreement or terms of usage. So what happened then was that a number of different people put up, they already had copies of it. So they various people started posting up copies of the same video onto YouTube. And as of 2 days ago, I had five or six addresses on YouTube through which you could still access this video. So as a consequence of that, China has now blocked all of YouTube throughout China.
Did the video show, though, that the situation was getting worse than it has been in the past? I mean, what was so different or worrying, I suppose, to the Chinese about this video that they didn't want anybody seeing it?
Well, they don't want to see they don't want to see what they're doing in Tibet and have been doing in Tibet for decades, particularly last year, at all. Now, while the video is quite shocking and it does show the level of violence and brutality to which the Chinese, on the basis on which they operate, against their own Chinese people as well as Tibetans, I might add, any video won't give the scope of it. And I mean, if you look at the Chinese claim that throughout the demonstrations that took place last year, I think they said something like 20 people were killed. The Tibetan government say that officially they have official notice that I think something like 200, I'm just talking round figures, were killed. And that is all poppycock, because I've spoken with people from the two eastern provinces, Amdo and Kham. I spoke to them in December. And their estimates were that in Kham, up to 5,000 people were either dead or disappeared. Now, they're not necessarily killed. They could be in prisons or laogai or concentration camps. And 2,000 in Amdo. They didn't know in central Tibet, Udsang, because they didn't have much contact with there. But even if you say 2,000, so that's 9,000. Mm-hmm. So even if there's a large number of those are not dead, they've certainly disappeared and just been taken off.
Yeah. And, of course, then there's the peace conference that the Dalai Lama was due to go to in South Africa.
Yes, this was a peace conference that related to the World Cup that's going to be held in South Africa in 2010, next year. And it was a conference for Nobel laureates and top soccer officials to come and meet. And it had the blessing of the Nobel Committee and was due to take place, I think, this month, later this month. Or early next month, I'm not sure. But anyway, the under pressure from China, who pressurise every country, everywhere and any time, to not allow the Dalai Lama to go anywhere, as standard procedure. But the South African government refused to give a visa to the Dalai Lama. So initially, some of the Nobel laureates, including Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and also the past president, F.W. de Klerk, they announced that if that was the case, then they wouldn't attend the conference as they had originally planned. And then, I think it was on Tuesday, 2 days ago, the conference organized themselves announced that the entire conference was going to be postponed. Now, they didn't say cancel, they said postpone. So at the moment, we're trying to find out exactly what their plans are. However, when the South African president was asked, I think at a press conference, if a visa would be granted to the Dalai Lama at any time between now and the World Cup in 2010. He said, no, we won't. Mm. So that's the level of pressure that China has brought. Although the South African government have always been pro-communist and pro-communist China and have never been particularly supportive of the effective apartheid situation that exists in Tibet. It's just one of the tragedies of the modern world.
I know, I mean, because it's particularly tragic in the light of South Africa's own history and, you know, the boycotts that countries did in order to help South Africa. You know, I mean, a lot of countries boycotted South Africa in sports and in other things in order to push forward their cause.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's sad, but it's a reality, and it's a reflection that, and it's not just South African government, governments in general, their foreign policies are based on self-interest and not on principles or human rights. Mm. Irish foreign policy is the same. South African one, in this situation, seems to be a bit extreme, but that's the reality.